أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ليستأذنكم الذين ملكت أيمانكم والذين لم يبلغوا الحلم منكم ثلاث مرات من قبل صلاة الفجر وحين تضعون ثيابكم من الظهيرة ومن بعد صلاة العشاء ثلاث عورات لكم ليس عليكم ولا عليهم جناح بعدهن طوافون عليكم بعضكم على بعض كذلك يبين الله لكم الآيات والله عليم حكيم صدق الله العظيم. From the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been addressing different steps to keep away from immodesty, promiscuity, adultery, fornication, zina, and all the likes of it. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about pertinent matters with regards to iman and the nur and the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that nur and iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in the hearts of the believers. Allah Rabbul Izzat, in this and the ayats that follow, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala once again speak of other pertinent aspects with regards to acquiring modesty and eliminating immodesty and shamelessness in communities, in homes, in societies. Ayat number 58, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, liyasta'dhinkumul ladhina malakat aymanukum, those whom your right hand own, in other words, your slaves, وَالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَبْلُغُوا الْحُلُمَ مِنْكُمْ, and those from amongst you who have not reached the age of puberty, should seek permission, ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ, on three occasions or three times during the day. This obviously, when we look into this ayat, it was revealed to our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It discusses the environment of Medina Munawwara. It discusses the environment of the Arabian Peninsula and those areas around it. And hence, according to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِنْ قَبْلِ صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ, before the Salat of Fajr, وَحِينَ تَضَعُونَ ثِيَابَكُمْ مِنَ الظَّهِيرَةِ, and at the time when you remove your clothes at the time of Zuhr, وَمِنْ بَعْدِ صَلَاةِ الْعِشَاءِ, and after صَلَاةُ الْعِشَاءِ. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a categorical statement, and Allah says, ثَلَاثُ عَوْرَاتٍ لَكُمْ, that these three times are times of awrat, are times when you are undressed, or rather, when you are not properly clothed. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the reason, and we know that in those societies and those communities, especially the time of the midday, when people will be resting, they will be having siesta. So obviously they will be removing their clothing, or not all the clothing, but portions of the clothing. It is a time when husband and wife, man and woman, may be together in their places of rest, their bedrooms, etc. And this is this beautiful command that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches us, that obviously we need to teach our children that these are times of privacy. In the ayats earlier, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the privacy of the home. When outsiders would want to come, they would have to seek permission. And here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the household itself, that there are areas in homes, even in the days of the past, where people will have places of secrecy, even if it is a curtain in those days that secluded a person. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows us that we need to respect the privacy of others. We need to teach those children who have not become baligh. We need to teach them that these are the times when you would not be entering the rooms of your parents or the rooms of adults, especially those who are married, those who are with their wives, etc. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in this very beautiful way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us mannerism, Allah ta'ala shows us etiquette. Obviously, in our society, in our community, the times may have changed somewhat, But the rule will remain the same. The children are not allowed to go into the bedrooms of their parents without seeking permission, especially at those times when there is a possibility of intimacy between male and female. And hence these are those aspects that we need to teach them. Allah Ta'ala says, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَلَا عَلَيْهِمْ جُنَاحٌ بَعْدَهُنَّ. After these times, there is no blame upon you, nor is there any blame upon them. In other words, they can enter and exit freely from the rooms of their parents, from the bedrooms of their parents, or for that matter, grandparents, uncles, aunts, etc. So the very simple basic rule is this, that in the time of privacy, one should teach children that they should not be entering the homes of or the rooms of adults. طَوَّفُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they are those who are tawaf, those who enter frequent, and those people that frequent, some of them are from others, they all live in the same household, they all live in the same home, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed the restrictions in times when there is no fear of one being unclothed or not clothed completely and properly. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says similarly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elucidates and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies for you the verses. Wallahu alimun hakeem. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah ta'ala is all knowing. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hakeem. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is wise. In the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the wisdom of Allah rabbul izzat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala formulated these rules in which they will be fairness, in which there will be modesty, in which there will be respect in a home of a Muslim. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.